Father, we just thank you right now. Open each one of our hearts that we can receive manna from heaven in this class. In Jesus' name, amen. I want to read a few scriptures. You may be seated. I want to read a few scriptures, I believe, this afternoon that will set us up for 2 Corinthians chapter 10, because we're in, if you're making a note, we're talking about mind warfare. Mm-hmm. It's really mind warfare. The Spirit called it mind warfare. And just as well as you, we adults, we need to listen, because there's a lot of stuff going on, mind warfare. And if your spirit and your spirit will take a hold of what God says and ready to do it and able to do it, but there's a war between your soul and your spirit. And if your soul is not trained and developed, it always will hinder you from doing what God wants you to do. You understand what I'm saying? It will always. So therefore, we have choices to make. And our choices are made by what we hear, what we, who we associate with, all right? Now, there are some things that has to be undone. There are some damages that already have been made in some of you all lives. And it was did by thoughts. Thoughts create image, and image creates stronghold. Now, imagination, thoughts, imagination, stronghold. Say that.
Thoughts, imagination, stronghold.
All right. Imagination is when you hear something enough, it turns into a picture.
Mm-hmm. Right.
And you see yourself doing that. Mm-hmm. Even though that's not who you are. But if you keep hearing that thought, it turns into an image. You see yourself that way. Then you start changing. Okay? Then it becomes a stronghold. A stronghold is that thoughts have come together and have, deceptive thoughts have come together and make you believe you what they say you are.
Yes, sir.
And that's warfare.
Yeah.
That's warfare. Any person who's gone too far can be turned around.
Yeah.
I just want you to know, no case is helpless. You, all of you, I think, any children of God. And I used to wonder how children of God get tied up in different things. But I see now. I see if that soul is not covered properly, the enemy will work his way through television, internet, somebody telling you something, somebody got a bad habit, they talk, tell you about it, they'll put their hand on you, they'll tell you oh, how good it is, and et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. And your body is ignorant. It don't know no better. Unless you train your body. That's why we talk about Romans 12, 1 through 3. I told you to memorize. Now, you just come here and don't ever memorize. I'm going to call one night, you know. Romans 12, 1 through 3. Every one of y'all need to know that scripture, them three scriptures, because that's your protection. That will protect you. That is an investment from the Holy Spirit that will put you in charge of your the affairs of your life. Anything that is ill will to the Bible came from Satan, and it's world deception. So we have to, in the body of Christ, we have to train ourselves how to function in God's system. And so we are attacked at 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15. We are attacked in our mind, only in your mind, not your body. All them feeling you have, all them feeling you haven't, that is wrong feeling comes from thought.
Yes, sir.
And what you call a wrong feeling? Well, a wrong feeling is if you go against anything that the Bible says,
right,
and you're going to be like that or be that anyway, you're in error, mm-hmm, you're losing, and don't even know you're losing.
Yeah.
And then you're jeopardizing yourself, what you really say. Yeah. So there's a lot of things that we had to be concerned about. So here, this scripture here, in 1 Timothy 4, 12, I just want to look at it a few minutes because I think it will set us up for what we're doing now. 1 Timothy, it's a good scripture about you. You know, and I miss a lot of things in my youth because I was half crazy and didn't have nobody to tell me nothing, you know. And but thank God I can help you.
Amen.
In 1 Timothy chapter 4, verse 12, 1 Timothy chapter 4, verse 12. Yeah, any of y'all brought a Bible? I said, girl, you better help me on the screen because I see some of them looking at me. They don't have no Bible. This screen going to catch it too, Larry? They got it all set up, but they all catch the same thing? 1 Timothy 4:12. Can she put it on the screen? And not, what up? Y'all put that up for me to look at myself? Oh, you got it up there. Okay. I notice what it says here. I wanted you to notice the word despise. Underline the word despise and the word you. Not even the devil himself, don't let him make you despise your you. Let no man despise thy you, but be thou an example of the believer. How? In word, in conversation. The word conversation, that means lifestyle. In conversation, in charity, that means love. In spirit, in faith. And look at the last statement in verse 12, the last two words. In what?
Purity.
Now that seems impossible in this generation. Are y'all listening? But it's not impossible. It's not impossible. If you know what to do. If you know what to do with your mind. If you know what to do with the mind. You know how to take a thought over your mind. Take a thought over imagination. And if you know how to bring every thought under Christ. And you can do that at any age. Young man, you can do this. Your thought. You start taking control of your thought life right now. When something come up. Your daddy not around. You will know how to deal with it. Or that thought will try to take you off on a trip, and then you're going to get, you'll be hiding and scheming and stuff and just mess your life up, okay? All right, so in purity, he said, till I come, give attendance to reading, at verse 13, to exaltation, to doctrine. You see, you have to put something in there to hold other stuff out.
Right.
So you got to be receiving it. Then he said, verse 14, neglect not the gift that is in thee. Every one of you all have a gift. Was given thee by prophecy with the laying on of hand of the presbytery. Meditate upon these things, give thyself wholly to them, that thy prophecy may appear to all. Take heed unto thyself, unto the doctrine, continue in them, for in doing this thou shalt both save thyself and them that hear thee. It's actually personal. How you come out, actually personal. Nobody really can't do it for you. We can assist you and try to catch you at a young age and undo the damage that Satan has tried to put in your life. Now this scripture here is so personal to me in understanding how Satan works. In 2 Timothy chapter 2, this is so personal here. This is a way out. This is a way out. And don't fool yourself and try to be cute and think you're doing something good when you're doing something wrong. That's the enemy have clogged your mind with the thought
that
you're getting away with something or people don't understand you. No, you don't understand yourself. And that's what our job here in Generation of Salvation, that you be safe and you be delivered and know how to keep yourself. All right, now, here's a scripture that I want you to look at over and over again. About recovering yourself. If there are any amount of wrongdoing in some type of unscripture habit that you have developed, let me ask you a question. Lord told me to ask this question before I read up. We'll be in 2 Timothy chapter 2, but the Lord told me to ask this question. When it got started? Who started y'all? Who told you that's the right thing to do? See, I feel it up in here. See, when you start, what the first thing start turning you to go that way if it's not right? Was it the internet? You was scamming the internet and something popped up and then you went back and looked at it again? How you got started? If you think you not a boy or you not a girl or you think that you an alcoholic or you think you a gambler, where it started at? We got to go back. We got to go back where it started, and we got to show you that you are being deceived. I don't care how smart, how adamant you think you're about, and how proud you of it. The enemy has made a fool out of you, and he did it with thoughts and pictures. So we're going to turn back time. Everybody can recover. Everybody can rediscover. Everybody can get back in place. And pornography and fantasies and all of that stuff come by Somebody, now, let me ask you again, because the Lord is real strong about this. Somebody started you off.
Yeah.
Who did it? Well, what did they say to you the first time and the second time? You remember who it was. You know who it is. And that person, whoever they are, or that group of people, whoever they are, somebody got them. And it go on and on and on and on. And you miss your whole life of enjoyment because you can't enjoy life being somebody else.
Right.
Who God didn't make you to be.
Yeah.
Okay? So listen very carefully to this scripture here now. In 2 Timothy chapter 2, verse 25. Now this is powerful. Watch what it says. In meekness, instructing those that what? Class, I need to talk to them now. Can you see it? Instructing those that what?
Oppose.
No, y'all not saying that loud enough. Instructing those that what?
Oppose themselves.
What does that mean? Oppose themselves. That means making a jackass out your own self.
Yeah.
That means being stupid and letting somebody tell you somebody else when you're not, God have blessed you to be a certain way. You're just plumb jackass. That's what you are.
Yes, sir.
A donkey can do better than that.
Yeah.
Because you're being misused. You're being abused and misused because somebody else told you that's what you are.
Yeah.
No, you didn't bone. You didn't bone like that. You didn't bone being deceived. No. It's a learned, get me, it's a learned behavior.
Yeah.
You hear me?
Yeah.
It's a learned behavior. So now here he says, in meeting instructing those that oppose themselves. Now watch what it says. If God peradventure will give them repentance, give them to repentance to acknowledging of the truth. Now, every one of you all got a problem. The first thing you need to do is repent.
Yeah.
Ask the Lord. You can do it by yourself. Lord, forgive me. I know I'm wrong. Listen. Anything you go in the dark with and you don't want nobody to know, something wrong. Because I've been out there. I've been lost. I know how it go. All right, now watch what verse 26 says. Watch verse 26, because here your life go back in place. We're going to make a recovery. See, when you can make a discovery, in order to make a recovery, you got to make a discovery.
Yes,
if I can get you to discover that if your life is not in line or if Satan come after you, maybe we got a bunch of children here living right. If Satan come after you in your life living right, he's going to try to turn it another way.
Yeah.
So whether you're in trouble or out of trouble, you need this class.
Yes, sir.
You need to know how to stay out. And if you're in, you know how to get out.
Yeah.
Because it started with a mind thing, all right? Now look at verse 26. And that they may recover themselves.
Yeah.
Recover themselves. Listen, class. Recover what? Recover themselves. That they may recover themselves. See, you can tell us anything. I'm straight. I got it. I had it, but it's over now. And go right back doing it again.
Yeah.
See, until you come to the reality and to the realization that the new creature that is on the inside of you, the Spirit of God, the Spirit of Christ, the Holy Spirit, he's just a gentleman. I mean, we do wrong, but he still stays with us. He's in there. He can change that thing.
Yeah.
He can help you with your mind, and you can recover yourself out of the snare of the devil.
Yeah.
The snare of the devil. You see what he's saying? The snare, the trap.
Uh-huh.
You're trapped. And so every person here, the enemy is going to try to trap you. Some of you already has trapped. Now, here's what I thank God. You're not a bad person.
Yeah.
That don't mean you're a bad person. That don't mean you're low down and filthy. You're just a child or a woman or a man who's been deceived. And that's why we got to operate in love and compassion. You got men look at pornography. They look at it. But that's filthy. That's not God.
Right.
You follow what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And there's no innocence to say that I look at it, but I'm not doing it. Yeah, you're doing it when you look at it.
Right. Yes, sir. Come on.
See, you have to nip it in the bud.
Yeah.
You know, what you can't handle, don't mess with. Just get out the house.
Yeah.
And that they may recover themselves out of the snare of the devil, watch, who are taken captive by him at his will. In other words, you submitted to the devil. You let him mess over you because greater is he that's in you than he that's in the world. He that's in the world is talking about Satan. Uh-huh. Are you hearing me?
Yes,
now, who started this with you? Was it a basketball coach? Who started it? They're bad about that.
Yeah.
Some lesbian. It shouldn't be no basketball coach with them children.
Yeah.
Or some punk coach, man. He shouldn't be no coach around them children all the time. What we do, that's what they won't get.
Yeah.
They won't get into them school with them young children, and then they won't play with them and have authority over them, and you know, and then tell them some things and lead them astray.
Yeah.
You're going to have to understand that what happened to you if you got a problem is the first thing that was caught was your mind.
Yes, sir.
Okay?
Yep.
It can be undone. You think you don't want to do it, you're not happy. You're not happy.
Yes.
You can't be happy in the hog pen.
Yes, sir.
You see, the prodigal son. How many know the story about the prodigal son? Well, a man had two sons. The elder son, the younger son. The younger son wanted all his go to him right now, and he left and went out doing and rides his living. And he got to a place where he was broke, and he tried to get a job, and he gave him a job feeding the hog, and he was so hungry he wanted to eat with the hog. And then the Bible say he came to himself.
Yeah.
And he said, man, what am I doing out here? My father got so much. And that's the same way you can protect yourself. You have to come to yourself. You have to recognize somebody did this to me.
Yeah.
Somebody shot me. Somebody stabbed me with a knife.
Yeah.
That's what it is. It's just somebody, some way, took my innocence from me. And told me, and then we're talking about premarital sex here. We're talking about having sex, all of that. Now, that's some boy and fool you to do something ahead of time, and he gonna marry somebody else.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
You his hoe.
Yeah. Yeah.
I know it, cause I've been out there.
Yeah.
You misuse them, and you don't want to marry them.
Yeah. Right.
You couldn't sleep at night. You married him. You know they slip out the window and all kind of stuff. Anyway, well, what's gonna change? Okay, now one more scripture, and then I'm gonna start walking through the thing. Now this 1 John 5:18. These are battle scriptures. I want to give them to you, so you know it is possible for you to be free with the truth.
Yes, sir.
1 John 5:18. We know that whosoever is born of God sinneth not, and that's a person that does not practice sin. But he that is begotten of God, look what he said next. What did he say? What the next two words?
Keepeth
himself. Underline that if you got your Bible. Keepeth himself, and the wicked one touches him not. I mean, what do you mean? Can't touch him.
Yeah.
Why? They have thoughts in their mind. Their mind is renewed with the thoughts of God.
Mm-hmm.
And that's the only weapon he got. He don't have no other weapon. That's the only weapon he got.
Yeah.
He don't have another weapon, just a thought. He deals with your thought life. Are you following me?
Yeah.
That's the only weapon he has. So if I can train you how to recognize thoughts and how to handle them and how to stop thoughts,
yeah,
you will change back to where you're supposed to be.
Yeah.
Somebody stole your innocence.
Yeah.
Somebody lied to you and made it seem like the truth. Now, the Bible says in John 8:44 that the devil is a liar and he's the father of it. That's the only weapon he has against you. How many Christians we got in here? Young men, y'all Christian? Y'all already baptized and water and accept Jesus? My God, yeah. You a Christian, right, young man? Yes, yes, yes. And I just messing with you, you know. How old are you? No, I'm talking to him. 12. Well, right, you're the right age, man. You're in the right class. Your dad is a smart man to have you in this class. I want to read this. 1 John 5, I read it, I guess, but I'm going to read it again. 5:18. We know that whosoever is born of God sinneth not, but he that is begotten of God keepeth himself, and the wicked one touches him not. And then it goes on, we know that we are God, and the whole world lie in wickedness. So the enemy try to get us to do worldly things. It's not those things that you're doing is not in the word. And then a lot of people want to justify, argue prove that they're right.
Yeah.
Now, you don't have to understand that. So let's get these three words. Stronghold. Well, it's thoughts, imagination, and stronghold. 2 Corinthians chapter 10, verse 3 through 5. I need you to study that. 2 Corinthians right now. 2 Corinthians chapter 10, verses 3 through 5. This is spiritual warfare. Mm-hmm. And you're going to have spiritual understanding to war it out. We can pray for you. We can knock you out. We can tie you to the bed, put you under the bed. We do whatever. We'll stop feeding you. Until you get your mind straight, you're not going to line up. You understand what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So he said, for though we walk in the flesh, walk in the flesh, we do not war after the flesh. Verse 3. For the weapon of our warfare, see, it's a warfare, and it's a mind warfare, are not carnal but mighty through God to the putting down of strongholds. See, casting down imagination. And every high thing that exalts itself against the knowledge of God. And we have to do this last part. It's very important. You have to know how to do it and bring it into captivity every thought to the obedience of Christ. Now, let me give you, start giving you some points here you can write down. Number one, a thought unchecked will become an imagination.
Yeah.
A thought unchecked will become an imagination. It become you see that? A thought unchecked will become an imagination. It's headed to being a stronghold. It's headed to taking authority over you through deception. Now, the second thing I want to say under that is imagination, it bespeak an image. Mm-hmm. A thought is going to produce an image. So if you see yourself laying down with another little girl or laying down with a little boy, laying down with another little boy, that thought then turns into an image because that person, nasty person who already deceived and probably on their way to hell,
yeah,
have caught you at an early age and started training you and developing you and showing you things, and you believe that's the way it got to go.
Yeah.
Are y'all listening to me?
Yes.
Come on now, listen to me. Yeah. All I want to do is clear your mind. If I can clear your mind, because you're already saved, you love God. If I can get you to know how to clear your mind, how to deal with these images. Say for instance now, when I say God in you, you don't see a thought, you see an image. You know, some people think God got a big white beard, but you see something. Yeah, you don't see no thought. You see a picture. And when the devil says failure, when the devil says you're a failure, you see a picture. You don't see the thought, you see a picture. Y'all understand? Y'all understand what we're doing here now? When the devil says sickness, you see a picture. Maybe lying in a hospital bed, seeing yourself dying or falling apart. That's the way it works, through them thoughts, you see. You don't see the thought, you see the picture, you see the image. Now, here's another level. Here's what if you don't know what's happening to you, when the thought is meditated on, now you got it, but now you're thinking about it going over and over in your mind.
Yeah.
And he's setting you up then, you see. And so, and given time, it creates a vivid picture. That picture, that imagination become a stronghold to get a stronghold over you in your mind. And then your body going to follow your mind.
Mm-hmm. Yes, sir.
So, class, are you listening? It's thought, starts as a thought, then it grows into an imagination, then it becomes a stronghold. You heard that? Are you listening? So, what if we want to tear down strongholds, thoughts that have gotten in our head, got us going the wrong way? How can I personally correct this thing? You want to tear down stronghold, we have to deal with our imagination or our images. Our image been created of you or being someone else who you're really not. You have to deal with it. We want to deal with our image, we got to deal with our thought life. Okay? How dare you deal with your thought life? You're gonna be so mad. And that the enemy tricking you, our thought life on the inside, because that's who we really are, or that is what's going to really manifest in our life. lied. That is why our thoughts have to be on what God think about us. Yeah. Somebody say amen.
Amen.
See, our thought, not what you think, not what your neighbor think, not what your friend think, what God, your thought, when you line your thought upon what God says about you, then it gives God the right and the privilege to stand you up that you can win the battle. That's why it come in Romans 12:2 about being not conformed or taking the shape of this world, but being renewed in the spirit of your mind that you may prove what is that good and acceptable and perfect will of God. See, Romans 12:2. And that way, when you start knowing how to do that, you start getting your mind right, and your mind become back submitted to God. Now you can think whatsoever honest in Philippians 4:8, whatsoever honest, whatsoever just, whatsoever pure, whatsoever is a good report. You've just been lied to. I mean, kids, if you think you can't do without pornography and you watch some little game on the internet, you've just been lied to. And what pastor's trying to do here, I'm a do it. I'm doing it. And now if you partake of it, that's another thing, but I'm doing it. I know what I'm doing.
Yes, sir.
Okay? Because, see, you're all so helpless because you don't know what's happening to you.
Right.
Even adults. I mean, as adults, we ain't been taught this.
Yes,
you don't know what's happening to you. You're all mad and upset. You don't know why. You get crazy sometimes. Mm-hmm. And the thoughts been coming, all those crazy thoughts. You've been watching that old crazy stuff on TV. The woman got mad.
Yeah.
That thought got on you. Now your husband come on here and did nothing. You don't jump on him. Sit down. Shut up. I'm thought jumping all the time. You follow what I'm saying?
Yeah.
All right, so now, if we want to deal with our images, we've got to deal with our thought life. Okay?
Yeah.
And that is why our thoughts, number 11, has to be on what God think about us. Read that out for me loud, everybody. Okay, now, who don't give a darn what God think? Who in y'all don't give a darn what God think? None of y'all, because y'all Christian, y'all love God.
Yeah.
You love God. See, you love God. You might be doing wrong, but you love God in your heart because you're saved.
Yeah.
You just don't know how to get out of the cage.
Yeah.
You've been placed in a cage. Some of y'all been in a cage 5, 10, 15 years. Well, soon as you got able to read, you got in the cage. We're here to get you out.
Yeah.
And your problem is going to turn into a testimony.
Yeah.
See, but I can't get you free without you.
Right.
If you trust me as a man of God, I will get you free.
Yeah.
The Holy Spirit is going to help me get you free.
Yeah.
And you're going to come back to your right mind, and you're going to snap out of it.
Yes, sir.
You'll snap out of it.
Yes, sir.
The Holy Ghost will snatch you out of it.
Yeah.
You remember that first time you went to think that crazy thought? See, we got to get back in there and dig that thing out.
Yes.
Put the right thing in there. You got me?
Yes,
we got to create an image. We have to understand the image of who we really are. And then meditate on that image. Good Lord of mine. Now, let's go the other direction now. If you study the Word of God and meditate the Word of God, come to classes like these, you're going to develop another stronghold.
Come on, Dad.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Let's say it this way. You're going to develop a holy stronghold, a God kind of stronghold. The 41 years I've been doing, I think I developed strongholds the other way, though. And so when things try to tempt me to do certain things, and I see certain things on TV or anything, and they try to tell me I have a stronghold.
Yeah.
God got a stronghold on me.
Yeah.
You see what I'm saying?
Yes, sir.
But you at 10, 9, you don't have nothing. You ain't got no stronghold.
Yeah.
So you just build one in you.
Yeah.
Now listen to me. I don't care how vulgar, how nasty, how long you've been doing it, God is going to change it for you. He's going to set you free right here in this building.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Because he's greater.
Yes, sir.
And let me say this on behalf of parents who are having problems with their children in some manner, those who are watching by internet. I know Ron and them got their church watching and the other churches watching. Let me say something to you. God love you.
Yeah.
We love you. And we're not going to let you go. You're going to be who God designed you to be, the equipment you got, that's what you're going to be.
That's right, yeah.
And I had to deal with that part because, see, the federal court, the grand jury, I think, going to go between now and June, going to make a decision of whether two men get married, legalize, two women get married. I'll tell you the truth, they're most probably going to legalize it.
Yeah.
You know why? Because it's law. It's the law of the land. These are the last days.
Yeah.
And see, when they legalize it now, it make a point who trapped think that it's right, but I want you to think world system and God system. Because we're not in control of the world system. We are Christian. We're in God's house. We're in the kingdom of God, you see? So our system works different than the world system. Now, sinner don't have no choice. You got to be whatever the world says for them to be. I mean, they ain't got nothing to stop the world. You got to be what the world says for them to be, okay? You listening? Because when we think God thought that image, number 12, that image is going to give us a stronghold over what the devil is trying to do in our lives. Rather than the devil a stronghold over us, we deal with it at the strong level, at the thought level. We take every thought captive. See, so you can build another stronghold. Now, I'm going to go ahead of myself to give you something. You need to write this down. We're finally going to get to it. But I need to say it now because I think it has so much power. Your thoughts will determine your decision.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Wow. Say it back to me.
Your thoughts will determine your decision.
You cannot make no decision without thought. And if you got the wrong thoughts in there, you're going to make the wrong decision.
Yeah.
Okay? Your thought will determine your decision. Number two, your decisions will determine your action.
Yeah. Yeah.
You hear me, young man? Your thought, can you repeat that back to me? Can you see? Can you read that on that board? Read that first one to me. Go back to the first one, Diana. I'm talking to that young man right there. I'm looking right at you. Yeah, you, all right. Read that first one. Say it loud. Your thought will determine your decision. Give me number two, and I want a young lady over here to read it. You read it. Say it again, loud. Didn't I raise you from a baby? Uh-huh. Your decision will determine your action, all right? Number three. Your action will determine a result in or turn into habits. There it is. See it? Number four, your habits will develop your character. How many of y'all want to protect your character? How many of y'all do not want to be a jackass? How many of y'all do not want to be deceived? How many of y'all not going to let the enemy deceive you? All right, I believe you. I'll pray with you on that. Your habit, number four, will develop your character. You getting the beat? You see how it's going? You're going from one thing to another one? Huh? Your character will determine your destiny. How you going to come out in life? What you going to come out in life? Somebody got to be hiding all the time. And here's the statement. You need to get a hold of this pattern. The pattern I just give, I'm going to give it to you again. You need to get a hold of this pattern. You tell somebody next to you, I mean, it might be your wife or something, but I just want everybody to say it. Tell somebody next to you, you need to get a hold of this pattern. Y'all all did it? You need to get a hold of this pattern. Let me give you the pattern again. This is where you win or lose. Your thought will determine your decision. Your decision will determine your action. Your action will determine or result in or turn into habits. Your habits will develop your character. Your character will determine your destiny. You need to get a hold of this pattern. So if you are at all concerned about your destiny, and I believe that every one of us should be, and probably is very concerned about our destiny and where we're headed in life. Now, if you got your Bibles, turn to 2 Corinthians 10 again, verse 5. I want to wake from 2 Corinthians 10, 5. I want to wake from that verse. Where it says, 2 Corinthians chapter 5, I think it's chapter 5, and bringing every thought into captivity. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Casting down imagination, every high thing that exalts itself against the knowledge of God. Now, I want you to see that. I want you to read this last part with me. And bringing into captivity every thought to the obedience of Christ. One more time. And bringing into captivity every thought to the obedience of Christ. Come on, open your mouth. And bringing into captivity every thought to the obedience of Christ. And you know, I'm real adamant about my children. Children I raised in the church, my personal children, I got four children, but the children that come on me as little babies in the church and the enemy try to steal them, I'm real adamant about that. I'm ready to fight. I'm ready to go to war. Because I want those children to come out right. I want them to have their own mind, not the mind of some deception that come on them. I want them to live their life out. I want to see them march down the aisle and have children, get married, and have fun. That's what I want for them. And it's like when you mess with one of these children from this church, it's like messing with my own personal child. And I thank God for generational salvation that we're going to get this generation where they know how. Now, this is a word there, how to save themselves. In other words, you know, you're saved by God, but you know how to fight. When you know how to fight, you know, feeling is just a fad. It comes from the thought of life, too. You know, you get that feeling, that came from a thought of life. That came from a picture you saw. That's the way he worked through feeling, too, you see. All right, so now, when we see this verse here, casting down imagination, every high thing, they know the way it exalts itself against them. I wonder what the knowledge of God is God's way of doing things, the understanding how to obey God and doing what God said in his word that you should do. And bringing into captivity every thought to the obedience of Christ. How many of y'all would like to know how to do that? And bringing into captivity, I'm going to tell you this word. Let me tell you about the word captivity. The word captivity has two words attached to it in the Greek. It has the word sword, and it has the word conquer. I think it's in Ephesians 6:17, and then in Romans 8:37. Let's look at Ephesians 6:17. Let's read this, class. Ready? And taking the helmet of salvation. Now, that's our word there. Salvation means soundness, wholeness, deliverance, healing, prosperity, safety, and deliverance. And two words that I think this generation need to hear. They need to know salvation is not just about going to heaven. They need to know within the context of that salvation, when Jesus shed his blood on the cross in our place, he paid for us to become children of God. Within the context of Jesus' blood and his right hand position on the right hand of the Father right now as our intercessor and as our Lord and Master, it put us in a place where we can be saved from Satan. And then if we need to, it put us in a place that wherever we have missed it at, not on our own but by deception, we can be delivered. So two of the words of salvation is safety and deliverance. Mm-hmm. And I think the way he put safety and deliverance, because sometimes Satan get ahead of somebody, mm-hmm. but it's not too late. Yeah. The Lord, that same blood. Right. Say that same blood.
Same blood.
Felt that.
Yeah.
Thank God. That same blood, I get full sometimes.
Yeah.
That same blood can turn you around.
Yes, sir.
You got power in the blood. They overcame him by the blood of the Lamb and the word of their testimony. All right? So generation of salvation, those two words in salvation, of safety and deliverance. I want to train you where you be saved. No matter where you go to college, you know, you be with a bunch of knucklehead, don't matter.
Yeah.
If you know something, if you know, you got it in your know, they ain't going to be to pull you.
Yeah.
You know, they can call you a scratch, they can call you what you want. Your mind will be saying, I ain't stupid.
Yeah.
The man of God taught me well. I know what this is.
Yeah.
This is a trap.
That's right.
To make me do something or be somebody I'm not.
Yeah.
I'm not doing that.
Yep.
See?
Yep.
But you have to be developed. We know how dangerous it has been for not having a class like this.
Yes, sir.
Some of y'all talk to me.
Yes, sir.
You know how dangerous it has been? I mean, we've lost some good children temporarily.
Yeah.
And then, you know, people get calling the children and say, you just ain't gonna be nothing, just fussing the children. That ain't helping nothing.
Right.
The child don't even know what happened to them.
Yeah, right.
You don't know what happened to them.
Yeah.
You fussing. You're trying to get some information so you can help the child,
yeah,
love the child.
Yeah.
And tell the child, you got to tell the child, you're going to make it.
Yeah, right.
You got to be able to do that. All right, now, I'll show you how to do this thing. Now, it has Ephesians, and take that, come on, let's read it. And take the helmet of salvation, and the sword of the Spirit.
Which is the word of God.
And the sword of the Spirit, what?
Which is the word of God.
All right, now. Thoughts were created by words, right?
Right.
All right, now, evil thoughts are created by words. But neither one of them words that were created by evil spirit can stand up to this sword.
Right.
Once this sword go to functioning,
right,
it annihilate other words.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay?
Yes, sir.
And it bring you to where you can stand. Now look at Romans 8:37. I think it's Romans 8:37. It bring you to a position that all the temptation. Well, I need to go back. But that's, I hear the Holy Spirit saying that. That's a good chapter there. Put you in, move you swiftly into understanding how strong you really can be.
Yeah.
Let me go to Romans 8. I'm going to look at it and put some emphasis on some things here. All right, y'all, you say you're saved, right? Everybody saved, accept Jesus Christ? You know, you can accept Jesus Christ and be a dummy, you know. I'm not trying to be ugly. I'm just trying to tell you the truth. Now, look at Romans 8:33. I'm just going to read it. It's got so much good stuff in here. Let's go to 31st verse. I just want to read this because I think the Holy Spirit want to do something with this. See, faith come by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. It says, and this chapter is the life chapter. Romans 8 is the life in the spirit chapter. It overrides the flesh. It's got a word in it talking about being carnal. You can be spiritually minded, you can be carnally minded. But the 31st verse says, what shall we then say to these things? If God be for us, who can be against us? Then it goes and says, he that spared not his son, that's the cross, but delivered him up for us all, how should he not with him also freely give us all things? Then it says in verse 33, who shall lay anything to the charge of God elect? See, you God elect. It is God that justifies you. Who is he that condemneth? It is Christ that died. Yeah, rather that is risen again, who is even at the right hand of God, Christ, who also maketh intercession for us. See, I got this going from that. I'm here trying to carry out assignments the Lord told me to carry out. I'm called.
Right.
I'm sent to the body of Christ.
Right.
But then I got Christ interceding because I'm preaching the word. So each one of you all who both having problems and going to face problem, Christ is praying for you right now.
Yeah.
Jesus is praying for you.
Yeah.
Isn't that something?
Yeah.
That's strong, man. In heaven,
yeah,
sitting beside God, calling your name.
Wow.
Sometimes, children, look at me, seem like it's helpless. You know in your mind you want to do right, but it just keep wiping out. You're like your mind been whitewashed. They say the old folks say whitewashed. Make you believe that you never can get back on your feet. You're never going to be normal again. Then he says, verse 35, who shall separate us from the love of Christ? See now, you see things try to separate us. Shall tribulation or distress or persecution or famine or nakedness appear or sword? As it is written, for thy sake we'll kill all the day long. We'll cause the sheep for the slaughter. But then he gets to the 37th verse and says, nay, in all these things we are more than conquerors through him that love us. For I'm persuaded that neither death, nor life, nor angel, nor principality, nor power, nor things present, nor things to come, nor height, nor depth, nor any other creature shall be able to separate us from the love of God, which is in Christ Jesus our Lord. Yeah. And then you go right over in the ninth chapter, which I work with this verse a whole lot in my own life to try to help people. Yeah. I say the truth in Christ, I lie not. My conscience also bear me witness in the Holy Ghost. Now, if anything in your life that your conscience can't bear witness with the Holy Ghost, that's the devil done tricked you. Y'all, look at me now. Anything you doing that your conscience can't say, come on, Holy Ghost, let's go do it. Praise the Lord, Holy Ghost, we're working it out. You can't say that. If you can't say that, that means you're out. Satan have tricked you, took you off base. I'm telling you right now, anything in your life going on right now, all of you all got a conscience. And if your conscience can't say to the Holy Ghost, Holy Ghost, did you enjoy that? Let's go do it again. Some of y'all in here got that too. You got a conscience that can't say that. But I didn't come to condemn you. Because I know what happened to you. You were taken when mom and dad wasn't there to protect you and say no. You were taken over and over again. But you keep telling yourself, you keep looking at it, keep seeing it. Then all of a sudden you see yourself doing it. When you wake up, you're in the trap. Now, I tell you what, in due season, I'm going to start laying hands in you. Cause I got to deal with this, man. I cannot let that devil just steal our children. Right. Never give up on your child. Yeah. Never give up. But God is not a man that he should lie. If he said it, he'll make it good. If he spoke it, he'll bring it to pass. Yeah. You see, contend with our children. Yes, sir. Our children is in a generation that is plumb flat crazy.
Yeah, that's right.
And you cannot determine your decision about what they vote on.
Yeah.
Because Satan got their mind.
Yeah, that's right.
You know? So let me just a few more minutes. Let me just show you how to take a thought captive. With the sword of the Spirit, it has the word of sword and it has the word conquer. So to conquer with a sword, that's what it is. So to conquer with a sword is what this word means to take captive. To conquer with a sword. Now, let me see who's smart here now. When I say to conquer with a sword, what do I mean? Lift your hand if you know what I mean. When I say to conquer, you're taking your thought captive. When I say to conquer with a sword, the two words is conquer and sword. When I say to conquer with a sword, what am I saying? What you need to do? What you need to take? It's two scriptures in mind, but you don't have to give me the scripture. But anybody know? You just don't hold it out. Hold your hand up. Let me see. You had your hand up? All right, go ahead. All right, that's pretty good. But when I say to conquer with a sword, how are we going to do it? I see your hand. Conquer with the word. Now give me the name of it. Come, give me the name of the word you're going to conquer with. All right, young lady, stand up and tell me. The word of God. The word of God, all right. I got it, the word of God, but I want that name. Yeah, that's good too, that scripture. Huh? The sword of the Spirit. Write that down. See, you're not going, you got to conquer a thought with the sword of the Spirit. Now, when we talk about the sword of the Spirit, oh my goodness. When we talk about the sword of the Spirit, quickly look at John 6:63. And then I want to look at another scripture too, but John 6:63, because there is, it is the Spirit that quickeneth, make alive. The flesh profits nothing. Now notice what Jesus said now. And you know the Lord talking to you right now? Through me?
Yeah.
And so this is what he says. The words that I speak unto you, he says, they are spirit and they are life.
Yeah.
That's what he's saying to you. He said, I'm speaking to you right now that you could have this. The Ephesians 6:16 talks about part of the arm of God. Part of our protection is the word of God, but it called the sword of the Spirit. The sword of the Spirit. Then in Hebrews 4:12 again, look at Hebrews 4:12. It's so powerful. You're bringing into captivity every thought. You're bringing the captivity in thought with the sword of the Spirit, which is the word of God. Now look what it says. Look what it says here now. For the word of God is quick. The word quick means alive. You saw that word in John 6:63, you remember?
Yeah.
And powerful. Now, it's still talking about that sword of the Spirit.
Yeah.
It's going to hear you the word sword here. And sharper than any two-edged sword. You see that, Clarence?
Yeah.
Then it goes to tell you what the word of God will do. See, the Spirit and life. Piercing even to the dividing of soul and spirit.
Yeah.
And of the joint and marrow. And look at the last statement. Read the last statement. All right, now. I'm going to give you three words here that I want you to think about. It's three weapons you need here in your mindset. You need wisdom. Wisdom is insight that will show you how to handle knowledge.
Yes, sir.
You can have knowledge, Veronica, but if you ain't got no wisdom, you don't know how to handle it. So that's what wisdom is. Wisdom is insight of how to handle knowledge. Discernment or discerning something is being able to penetrate what you see and see behind the mask.
Yeah.
In other words, that's your spiritual right. You're looking at a person, you're looking at somebody saying something, but you know they're lying.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
That's given to you as a child of God. And then the third thing you'll need is revelation.
Yeah.
Wisdom, discernment, and revelation. He's a discerner of the thoughts and the intent of the heart. And see, all of that is built in the word.
Yeah.
When you get the word, when you got the word, wisdom come out. When you got the word, discernment come out. When you got the word, revelation come out. See, you see what I'm saying? The word is loaded.
Yep.
God's word is loaded, you know. We have to come to the point, I want to come to the point with you where you get to the point that hearing Jesus said, if you abide in me and my words abide in you, he really saying you safe.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's the safest place you can be. All right, Clarence, I got to find a closing place here. So he is saying that the way, number five, he is saying the way to bring every thought into captivity is to conquer your thought with a sword or with a word. Write this down. John 15:3 says you're cleansed through the word. The word will flush stuff out of you and take the place of stuff. You understand what I'm saying? You're cleansed through the word. So the only thing that can conquer, number six, the only thing that can conquer your thought is a sword. When you see the word sword, I want you to think about the word of God, all right? Let me read these things to you so you can hear it over again right quick. Well, we know the schemes of the devil. We know the wiles of the devil. We are to put on the whole armor of God so we may be able to stand against the scheme or wile or the strategies or the methods of the devil. He has only one method. Thought life. One access. Thought life. Everybody here tonight, if you're tricking, watch your internet, if you're tricking anywhere in your life and doing something you know wrong, see, now Christians knowing they're wrong.
Yeah.
They might argue.
Yeah.
Because, see, their soul and their spirit is in a fight.
Yeah.
Because their soul is not renewed, the soul is lying and saying, oh, no, you all right.
Yeah.
Other people doing this.
Yeah.
They just don't understand you.
Right.
See,
yeah.
And so your soul and your spirit said, no, you're not right. Spirit said, no, no, God didn't make you like that. God, no. The soul said, yeah, yes, I am. And so then your body, your soul is not stronger than the spirit, but they got to cooperate.
Yes, sir.
I'll tell you what it is. The spirit will lead you. The soul unrenewed will drive you. Sort of force you, you know, say, you got to do this. At least one time, two times. You see, when there, at least one time, he got his mind to have you the rest of your life.
Yeah.
So in one piece of the armor that God has given us is called the sword of the spirit, which is the word of God. So the only way to take a thought captive or to conquer it with the sword is to conquer every thought with the sword of the spirit or the word of God. Got that? I want you to be thinking about this until we meet next week. It said, so the only way to take a thought captive is to attack it with something greater than it.
Yeah. That's that.
That's number nine. I want them to see that. Read that out. Read that out to me.
So the only way to take a thought captive is to attack it with something greater than it.
Now, taking a thought captive, what am I to attack it with? Word of God, which is what? I'm looking at you, young man, right down that corner. You know I'm looking. I can get my eyes right between that little bright fella right there. You listening? You. On the corner. You bright. You got your hair kind of standing up there. You, what's your name? How old are you? 13? Wow, man. Can you read that for me? Than it. And the something that's greater than it is what? You got that part? The word of God, which is called the sword of the spirit. Thank you, Mike. And what is greater than the thought? The word of God. What is the greatest than the thought of sickness? Is the word of God. What is greater than the thought of disease? The word of God. What is greater than the thought of failure? The word of God. What is greater than the thought of your family falling apart? The word of God. See? The word of God. Oh, my goodness, I need to close. Sorry. In other words, I'm on number 11, Diane. In other words, you see this, the word of God is greater than any thought. Got that? Whatever the devil bring into your thought life, the word of God is greater than that. Whatever it's trying to bring and carry along in your life through your thought life, you need to speak the word of God as a sword. That sword spoken out of your mouth will conquer that thought. That is how you take every thought captive. I'll stop there. Let's review. Somebody tell me something I said. Lift your hand, stand up. My, tell me something to say. What's that? That's Hebrews 4:12.
Yeah.
All right. God means what Hebrews 4:12 in a message. Can you get it up there, Diana? Hebrews 4:12 in a message Bible. So you ought to have some concept of how this thing works. God means what he says. What he says goes. His powerful word is sharp as a surgeon's scalpel, cutting through everything, whether doubt or defense, laying us open to listen and obey.
Yeah.
Mighty word, isn't it?
Yeah.
We need to be laid open to obey, all right? But we'll start here on our next session, I'll start. I got to mark it. And by the grace of God, I want somebody to tell me, one or two people tell me something I said. Don't all y'all put your hand up at the same time. Okay, go right, stand up, start talking. Rehearing something helps you sometimes.
In order to make a recovery, you have to make a discovery.
In order to make a recovery, you have to make a discovery. You have to find out what got me in this condition. Why am I thinking like this? All right, somebody else, well, come on. I ain't going to waste my time out here on Sunday evening. Y'all ain't going to do nothing. Come on, ma'am.
The first thing you have to do is repent.
All right, so important. Satan will try to get you to never say, I'm sorry, to the Lord. That's a step you need to make. But see, if your mind messed up, you ain't going to be sorry. But in a class like this, you get to think about, now I got a partner too. Y'all know I got a partner, right? Not just Darnell, the Holy Spirit. He's going to sleep. He'll come, and he'll ask you, what you going to do about this? And I'm going to pray that he asks you that. All right, come on.
A thought unchecked will become an imagination.
Wow. And then what happened after that?
An imagination. Thought is going to, I'm sorry, that's the wrong one. Thought is going to practice it in an image and then become a stronghold.
You got it.
Okay, so it starts as a thought. It goes into an imagination. Then it becomes a stronghold.
You got it, sis. You got it. I appreciate that. You were listening. See, that's the way it works. If you got a stronghold is a bunch of thoughts that come together and run in your life. I need two more. You didn't preach this morning. I preached this morning. How old are you, son?
13,
come on.
Wisdom is insight of how to handle knowledge.
Wisdom is insight of how what?
To handle knowledge.
Got it.
You can't enjoy life being someone who God didn't intend for you to be.
What? Say that again.
You can't enjoy life being someone who God didn't intend for you to be.
Say it again.
You cannot enjoy life being someone who God didn't intend for you to be.
Say it again.
You cannot enjoy life being someone who God didn't intend for you to be.
I don't read them telling you to say it, you're doing a good job. Say it again.
You cannot enjoy life being someone who God did not intend for you to be.
How many times that was? Five? Say it one more time.
You cannot enjoy life being someone who God did not intend for you to be.
I want that to walk over the whole auditorium. It's walking right now. You're always worried. You don't feel good. Why? You're contaminated. Your pureness is not there. None of us perfect. Don't get me wrong. Boys, y'all listen to me, boys. None of us perfect. You know what I'm saying? But there's a way to protect yourself. That's all I'm saying. A way to protect yourself. We love you and we want you to protect yourself. Y'all look at me now. We love you and we want you to protect yourself. If you're not in trouble, we don't want you to get in trouble. So we'll tell you how to, that's the word, Lord, thank you, how to defend yourself. If you know how to defend yourself, then you will not be defeated. Okay? We're going to take up next Sunday evening. Just keep coming. I tell you, just keep coming, and it'll work. And as I said last...